Have you ever dreamed of living in an RV or a tiny home? Maybe you are currently in the market for an RV or a tiny home to live in, and specifically an RV, and you're not quite sure how it holds up to full-time use, since most RVs aren't really intended to be lived in. Well, today I'm going to talk about our travel trailer and how it has held up in 2 years of full-time use. And our travel trailer is definitely not intended to be lived in. It is a 2022 Intech Flyer Discover, which is a 14-foot cargo trailer with a kitchen, essentially. So let's dive into that. I'm Zoe Anderson, your host on the Solitude and Single Track podcast, where we talk about our lives as off-grid RV nomads traveling with our dirt bikes across the Pacific Northwest and hopefully the country eventually, all things moto, our progression in the sport, and other off-grid related topics. So we have lived in our trailer for 2 full years. Today is December 1st, and I am recording this a little bit late. I really wanted to release this episode today, so I'm going to try my best to get it released. I actually had this recorded last week, but something happened to the footage and it looked terrible and I just couldn't use it. So here I am recording day of. Oops. So we bought our trailer 2 years ago. We took it home from Austin, Texas to San Antonio, Texas, and we slept in it the same night. At that time, we had an apartment and we had an RV space because we knew that we were going to have to live in our trailer to figure out how to modify it so it can be lived in. And let me tell you that this trailer has changed drastically from when we took it off the showroom floor. Not so much on the outside, but mostly on the inside. It is way different. We utilize it in a completely different manner than it was ever intended to be used. I mean, we live in it for heck's sake. So it's way different. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the Intechs. Intech is a company out of Indiana that makes aluminum trailers. And so our specific trailer is the Flyer series, which are intended to be like kind of off-grid, off-road travel trailers that are lightweight, easy to pull. You don't need a dedicated tow vehicle for. They have an all welded aluminum cage and aluminum skin on the outside. Now the floors and the walls do have plywood in them, so it's not completely aluminum construction, but the main structural part of the trailer is aluminum, and that's what really drew us to it, not only for the lightweight, but for the strength and the longevity of, you know, living in a trailer. So our very first RV was actually another Intech. It was a Intech Explorer, and we towed that with our Subaru, and we were going to live in the Explorer, but it kind of got decided that it was just too small to live in. It's much smaller than the Discover, so we upsized into the Discover. And had we known that Intech was going to be coming out with a Forge, which is now the next step up, it's 4 feet longer than the Discover with a bathroom and a shower, we probably would have ended up getting that over the Discover. But we've already modified our Discover to live in, so we're kind of stuck with that now. So if you're watching this episode on YouTube, I am going to show you a picture of our trailer, and you can see there looks like there's two large cutouts on the side of the trailer, one on each side. And those are intended to be canvas tip-out beds, kind of like one of those pop-up trailers. We used to use those, but we found that the canvas provides, well, very little insulation and, of course, no protection from animals or unsavory people. So living off-grid, that's all of those things are kind of a no-go. So we have opted to remove the canvas and use the trailer with the tip-outs closed all the time. So it's very much smaller than it is if you have the tip-outs open, obviously. This cuts our living space probably almost in half. It is approximately 98 square feet with the tip-outs closed. It's very small, and we have our bed arranged on the floor in a way that it can roll up the side into a futon. Our trailer has undergone several facelifts on the inside, and we've rearranged the bed in multiple different ways. Once we had a loft bed, which I personally loved, we had built it to where it was tall enough that we could get the dirt bikes underneath, and then we still had sleeping space up top. But we had to have it so high for the handlebars to clear that we couldn't sit up in the top loft. So we kind of nixed that idea, got rid of it, and then built a futon instead. So now we have a couch slash bed that is modular, which is really nice. But that won't last forever because we're already running into a couple issues with that. And mostly it's just floor space, to be honest. So we are looking into perhaps building some hard sides for the tip outs, but that's down the road. So for this episode, I actually crowdsourced a little bit. This is going to be a little bit different. I'm not going to do a trailer tour or talk about the modifications in extreme detail because I have a lot of videos about that. So if you want to go check out our modifications, like our shower, our bathroom, things like that, go ahead and see. I'm going to try to link it on one of these sides of the video. And yeah, go check those out. And I should be posting another updated trailer tour soon, but honestly, nothing's really changed since my last one. So anyways, I crowdsourced for this video. I went to a Facebook page for Intech Flyer RV owners or prospective owners, and I said, if you were looking for an Intech and you wanted to see an honest review of a trailer that has been used for 2 full years, what questions would you be asked? I'm going to go over the most common questions and discuss what people wanted to hear. And also, just these are also questions that get asked like in the real world too. This isn't just like Facebook specific. These are questions that get asked all the time. So I think it's very relevant. The number one question that we got asked was, what do we tow with it? Because if you've seen some of our other videos, we have towed with several vehicles, and not several, I guess only two. We had a GMC Canyon, and now we tow with a 1978 C10. And I won't lie when I say the Discover is a notoriously difficult trailer to pull. It has the aerodynamics of a brick, and it's just not a fun trailer to pull. It is a giant wind sail. Even though it's not very heavy, the tongue weight is kind of excessive for a trailer of its size because it's intended to be a toy hauler. Toy haulers typically have a heavier tongue weight, so when you load it, it's properly balanced. We had bought a 2018 GMC Canyon with the diesel to tow the trailer a couple years back, and we thought it was going to be perfect. It's going to get good gas mileage. It was going to be reliable, and we found that it was a complete mechanical nightmare. It was constantly in the shop, more so than we could ever drive it, so we were always without our tow vehicle, so we couldn't really even go anywhere. And then the final straw was it left us stranded on a road trip, almost. And when we got it home, we sold it. So we have this 1978 GMC C15 that we have had for many, many, many years. I think we've had it for about 10 years now. Basically, it was my second car I ever bought, and it replaced my first car when it broke down. And Taylor and I got married in it. We've done all kinds of work to it. It's really sentimental to it. It was originally going to be a drag truck and a project car, and we decided, no, we're just going to use it as a tow vehicle. You know, it's a truck. It can tow. It's got this big motor that we built for racing, and it's got this beefy transmission. So that's what we tow with. We tow with a 78 GMC C15 with a fuel-injected 3D3 stroker and a T56 Magnum 6-speed manual transmission. We've basically restored the entire truck, including down to painting it, which it is not painted with the traditional paint. As you can see, it's pretty matte. That's actually a truck bed liner that we sprayed to match the trailer. Another question that was asked, because often I post pictures of our trailer with the FJ, we also have a 2007 FJ Cruiser, and that does not pull the trailer. It can, but currently it does not. We have pulled it a couple feet just to move the trailer into certain spots. We would like to eventually tow the trailer with the FJ, especially since it's got four-wheel drive. The C10's only two-wheel drive, so sometimes spots are a little bit harder to get to with tire spin and everything else. But the FJ sags a little bit more than we would like it to with the trailer on the back. And the trailer, as fully configured, weighs around 4,300 to 4,400 pounds with everything loaded in it, which is still under the FJ's tow capacity of 5,000 pounds. Now, it's a little bit more than we would like to tow, but I think that it would be okay for short distances. So one of these days we'll tow with the FJ, but not right now. Another most asked question was, how does the trailer do off-road? Since the Intechs are technically meant to be an off-road, off-grid trailer, a lot of people take the smaller ones, the Chase and the Pursue, off-road all the time with their Jeeps and other four-wheel drive vehicles. The Discover is, again, it's a giant brick. It is an 11-foot tall wind sail. It's not really good off-road. Ours, I don't know if ours actually has the lift, to be honest. Because some of them come with a 3-inch lift with the adventure package. I'm not sure if ours does. But regardless, we would not take it off-road in any extreme capacity. It goes on logging roads, forest service roads. It goes up some pretty nasty gravel roads. We actually did take it up an ATV trail that was pretty well-groomed one time. And that was not fun, but it didn't show any indication of wanting to tip over. So no, we don't take it off-road. The next question is, how do we keep warm? So, as you can tell, we have a chimney in our trailer, and it is connected to a wood stove. We use a Cubic Mini Grizzly, which is the largest Cubic Mini, and Cubic Mini is a company out of Canada that builds wood stoves specifically for travel trailers, RVs, tiny homes, small spaces. So it's a little tiny wood stove. We cut up little tiny pieces of wood to put in it and burn. And so that's our main source of heat in the winter. And we really, really love winter camping. And there is nothing more relaxing than having a fire in the front of your trailer and then watching the snow fall outside. So I absolutely adore the wood stove. We have gone through several other types of heat sources. Our first heater was a Mr. Buddy propane heater, which is indoor safe. But I could not recommend them more than I don't recommend them now. They are terrible. And I don't mean terrible. They're good for what they do. But for an RV and using it full time, since you're not exhausting outside, propane generates a lot of moisture. So it was so moist in the trailer that we actually started to cause damage to our floors and our walls from all this excess moisture in the air that we just couldn't get rid of. So long term, the propane heaters, like the indoor propane heaters, are not good. If you have like the ones that exhaust outside, those are fine, like the Propex heaters and things like that. So speaking of Propex, that was our original intention, was to get a Propex heater, but price point wise, they're very expensive. So we opted with a Chinese diesel heater that we bought a kit from on Amazon. And that has been one of the best things ever, except that recently it broke down and we had to do a little bit of repair, and it took a little bit of time to figure out why it was acting up. But the nice thing about those Chinese diesel heaters is the fact that they're so cheap to buy. I think ours was like $150, and you can get them really cheap. You can get the parts super cheap, and they're pretty easy to work on. So what happened to ours is we had left the tank full of diesel, and the diesel kind of went rancid, and it gummed up the fuel filters and gummed up the lines. So we had to just do all kinds of stupid work to it. And finally, now it works. So now we have that. So we use the diesel heater in conjunction with the wood stove, because the wood stove is so small. A full wood stove pack will last us half the night. So at some point in the night, we do get a little cold. So instead of having to get up and repack the wood stove and wait an hour for it to warm up the trailer, we will turn the diesel heater on. And the diesel heater also has a remote, so I can do it without even getting out of bed. So that's kind of nice. Another benefit of the wood stove is the fact that it actually eliminates moisture. It does not put moisture into the air. So, it's getting really bright in here. Jeez Louise, I came over here for good lighting and I didn't need that much lighting. But anyways, the wood stove it actually eliminates moisture and puts out heat, and we can cook on it. So there's a lot of benefits to having the wood stove. And a lot of people are going to say, well, that's not safe. You can't do that. You can't ensure that. And I'm telling you, if you just know what you're doing, you follow the directions, you will be just fine. We have taken every precaution possible, made sure there's enough heat shielding, and nothing is anywhere near any sort of, you know, and nothing flammable is near the pipe or the stove itself. So yeah, we're completely safe. We also have a carbon monoxide detector in the trailer that's pretty near the wood stove as well. What kind of RV maintenance have we done? I'm going to be brutally honest with this, and a lot of people are probably going to say, you're so stupid. We've done relatively very little maintenance other than checking tire pressure and bearings. When we first bought the trailer, we caulked some of the outside edges that looked like it needed to be caulked, and other than that, we haven't done anything else. We did intend to reseal the roof last year, but because we have solar panels installed, it seemed like a really big undertaking, so we never did it, and our roof doesn't leak. To be honest, since we live in the trailer, most of the issues that come up, we are able to find and identify and fix right away. So maintenance kind of happens as it happens with us, and it's not something where we just go like yearly and do a bunch of stuff. So since we live in it year round, I don't have to winterize my tanks. I don't have to do really much like winterizing on the trailer at all. But I will say this next season, we are going to have to do some work to the trailer. Our roof isn't leaking yet, but the caulking definitely needs redone. And we recently ordered a bunch of solar panels. So we're going to have a total of 1800 watts of solar, 1400 being on the roof of the trailer. So in the next couple weeks, we're going to start building a roof rack to mount all 14 solar panels. And at that same time, we'll pull our current solar panels off and reseal the roof. So we do have some maintenance coming up that needs done. Another thing that has been talked about in some of the forums, if you are looking at the Intech trailers, is a lot of people complain about the floors being particle board. And while they are particle board and people are upset about that because they're not aluminum, the price point of the Intech trailers, I just don't feel reflects having really, really nice floorings, whether that's composite or particle board, or sorry, aluminum. So yes, our floors are wooden, and there are certain things that the Intechs have issues with that will cause the floors to rot. One of those things is it's known in the older Discovers that the water would come in through the back door and seep down the door and get into the wood and rot the rear flooring. And we have had that happen. We have had water come in through the rear hatch door. And how we fixed that was we 3D printed some extra thick pads, because what we found is that the padding on the latches of the rear door actually disintegrated and like were so thin they just weren't holding the door in place. So we printed 3D out of polyurethane some thick pads, and that's what we use. And one of these days when we perfect our design, we will have that posted on our store for anybody to buy for the Intech trailers, or really any toy hauler that utilizes a very similar style latch. But that being said, with the flooring, we live in it, so we catch 98% of the issues before they become detrimental to the health of the trailer. So the flooring, has some damage to it. Nothing that is crazy, nothing that's needing the floor to be replaced. But when we had the Mr. Buddy heater, we had a mattress on the floor for about a month because we didn't have a bed frame. We're trying to figure out what kind of bed frame we wanted. And so with the moisture in the air and the mattress on the floor, no airflow could get underneath the mattress. So it actually started to seep through the rubber coin flooring and get into the flooring, or the particle board flooring underneath. And it didn't soak it all the way through, but it did, I think, damage the very top layer of particle board. So in the back of the trailer, there is some dimpling on the floor in the shape of a mattress. And the floor is solid. We've checked it. We've had bikes in it. There's no reason to replace it at this point in time, but probably in the next like 3 years that's going to be needing to be replaced, and we'll replace it with something higher quality at that point. The last question was, does the trailer have any or is there anything the trailer doesn't have that we want? Yes, there are a lot of things that the trailer doesn't have that we would love to have. One of those being a full bathroom, which again, we would have bought a trailer with a full bathroom had Intech offered it, but they did not when we bought our trailer in 2021. So we have built our own bathroom, and I'm just going to briefly talk about our bathroom. We have a cassette toilet that is mounted under the kitchen sink on 500-pound drawer slides that we can slide in and out. The cassette toilet's really nice because I can empty it easily. It's only 5 gallons, so I take the 5 gallons and I can dump it in a 7-Eleven if I really wanted to, which I never have done, but I do dump it here in like residential toilets, so it's really easy to maintain and clean. And then our shower is actually the truck box that's mounted on the very tongue of the trailer. That's our entire shower. It's a recirculating shower system that cycles through 4 gallons of water continuously and goes through a series of filters to decontaminate the water. So that's our bathroom situation. Better insulation. So the Intechs are not four-season trailers, as I mentioned. The insulation is lacking a lot. This trailer gets really hot or really cold really, really fast. So we have to be really mindful about our temperatures inside. The outside of the trailer has an aluminum sheet, then there's bubble insulation, then you have your plywood, and then you have carpeting on the plywood itself. So there's only like that much thickness of insulation in the entire trailer, and much of it's not really legitimate insulation at all. So when we do have to redo the flooring and redo like the walls of the trailer, which again, we will have to do eventually, and we do plan on doing, we will be putting more insulation in it to help keep warm and cool in the summer. This is more of a want than a need, and that would be a water heater for my sink water. So the Intech does not have a water heater. I do have a water heater for my shower, but it's not connected to the sink in any sort of way. So sometimes it gets a little annoying to boil water to wash dishes. But again, that's such a silly thing to want. But it would be nice to have a small water heater, but not necessary. Separate toy space. So this is something that we're currently struggling with. When we're off grid, it's really difficult to keep our bikes clean and dry when we don't really have a clean and dry space to keep them. And we bought a toy hauler with the intention of carrying bikes with us, but we can't live in the trailer while the bikes live in the trailer. So it'd be nice to have separate toy space, but unfortunately to get that, we're looking at a much larger trailer, something that's at least 35, 40 feet long, and then we just can't do that. We don't have a truck for it, and we just don't want to haul that much trailer around. That will never happen, which is why we're looking for a cargo trailer, so that's going to be our separate toy space. And now that InTech has come out with the Flyer Forge, there are some things that I am glad that I don't have in our trailer. Number one, a black tank. I don't have to find an RV dump to dump my cassette toilet in. I can dump it anywhere I want. That's not, you know, on the ground. A larger fresh tank. Sometimes I think a larger freshwater tank would be nice, but that would also increase the weight quite a bit. And also, I'd have to take the trailer somewhere to fill the water, which really sucks. The Forge is a lot heavier, so that's one reason that I don't think we're going to be upgrading to the Forge anytime soon. Is our truck is just about at capacity for what we want to pull with it. I don't feel the need to get something any larger that's going to be weighing more. And also, a larger trailer is going to just be harder to get into some of the tighter spots that we get into being off-grid and disperse camping. So over the last 2 years, we have learned a lot, and we are still learning along the way. So there's some things that we've done that don't make sense, and honestly, they made sense to us in the beginning, and now they don't make sense to us at all. All a learning process. This trailer was never intended to be lived in, and we are just kind of winging it as we go. Like I said, we have a lot of stuff in the works. We're going to be mounting more solar, and we're going to be building hard sides on the tip out so we have more living space and possibly a guest room for guests if they so choose to come camping with us. All in all, over the last 2 years, we have had very few issues, and we've been super thankful for that. And I don't know if that's just because we catch it or because we have just had a really good run with our trailer. We haven't had many issues with it, and in all honesty, no RV is life-proof. RVs were never intended to be lived in, and they were never intended to last more than a few years, especially RVs that are built in the last, you know, decade or so. Yeah, that's our trailer, and we have loved it. We have no plans on getting anything different. It has been a really wild ride the last couple years living in such a small space and adjusting to that. So if you haven't already, please give me a 5-star review if you're listening on Spotify, Google, or Apple Podcasts. That would really help me out. It would make my podcast get better reach, hopefully, and also just make me happy that people enjoy my podcast. And if you're watching this, please like and subscribe, or consider liking and subscribing. I'm not telling you what to do, because that would also help us get more reach and help us with our goals of being, you know, better influencers. So I thank you all for watching, and we'll catch you next time.